Chapter 4. Dorothy meets the Scarecrow. Dorothy put on the silver shoes of the Wicked Witch of the East and called Toto. She said,
"Come along, Toto. We shall go to the Emerald City and ask the Great Wizard to send us back to Kansas."
She went into the little house, took some bread from the cupboard, and put it in the little basket. So Dorothy and Toto began to walk along the yellow brick road. The day was fine, the sky was blue, the birds sang in the trees. Dorothy was happy because she hoped to see her aunt and uncle very soon. Evening came. Dorothy was tired from her long walk. She decided to have a rest. So she sat down on the green grass by the road. Not far away, in the middle of the fields, she saw a scarecrow. The scarecrow looked very funny. There was straw in its body and straw in its head. Its face was a piece of an old shirt. The nose, the mouth and eyes were painted of the shirt. It had a hat on its head and a pair of old shoes on its feet. Dorothy went up to the scarecrow and stopped.
"Good day,"
said the scarecrow in a very friendly way.
"Oh, can you speak?"
asked the little girl in surprise.
"Yes, I can. How do you do?"
"How do you do? I hope you are well."
"No, I am not very well. I don't like to stay here day and night, but I must keep the birds away."
"Can't you get down?"
"I think I can with your help. Please give me your hand."
Dorothy gave him her hand and helped the scarecrow to get down.
"Thank you very much. I am a new man now. Who are you, little girl? And where are you going?"
"My name is Dorothy. I am going to the Emerald City. I want to ask the Great Wizard to send me back to Kansas Prairie."
"Where is the Emerald City? And who is the Great Wizard?"
"Why, don't you know the Great Wizard? All the people in the country know him."
"And I don't. You see, the farmers who made me weave straw made a mistake. They didn't put brains into my head. I have no brains, and people always call me a fool."
"Oh, I am very sorry for you."
"I want to go with you to the Emerald City. I shall ask the wizard to give me some brains. Do you think he can do it?"
"I don't know, but you may come with me if you like."
"Yes, I shall come with you. You see, I don't like it when people call me a fool, because I have no brains. I have only straw in my head."
"I understand you very well. Come with me. We shall ask the Great Wizard to give you some brains."
"Thank you. Thank you very much."
And they walked back to the yellow brick road. Then Toto saw their new comrade. He didn't like him, and he showed it.
"Don't be afraid of Toto. He never bites."
"Oh, I am not afraid of him. He can't bite the straw.
What are you afraid of? The farmer who made you?"
"No, I am afraid only of a lighted match."